This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The government will seek to use its powers to immediately shut down coal mines operating in unsafe conditions. That's according to the head of the Federal Mine Safety Agency. Joe Main, the Assistant Secretary of Labor for MSHA, appeared today before a Senate panel looking into mine safety. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the policy has long been available to the agency, but never used.
The Senate hearing was the first congressional look at the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia earlier this month. Senators pointed fingers at the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the government agency responsible for overseeing mine safety, and at the mine's owners, Massey Energy Company. Here's Committee Chairman Tom Harkin, an Iowa Democrat.
There is, unfortunately, a population of employers that prioritize profits over safety and knowingly and repeatedly violate the law. The deadly blast at the Upper Big Branch coal mine earlier this month was a tragic example of the dangers of this approach.
There was no one from Massey Energy Company at the hearing. A committee spokeswoman said that was because the hearing was focused on mine safety, not the cause of the blast, which remains under investigation. But Massey has suddenly become the target of government safety concerns. MSHA announced shortly before the hearing it had conducted surprise inspections at three Massey-owned mines in West Virginia, prompted by anonymous complaints of safety violations. The company has strenuously defended its safety record, and late today announced it had fired eight miners as a result of the violations MSHA found at its mines. Senators asked MSHA Chief Joe Main why the agency hasn't used the tools it has to enforce mine safety more aggressively. Main, who noted he's been on the job only 6 months, says that's going to change, starting with the authority that allows it to seek a court injunction to immediately close a mine with serious safety violations.
Every place I went in the last couple weeks, I was asked a simple question. Why didn't you shut that mine down?
Harkin wanted to know why that authority wasn't used in the past.
Yes, it's never been used in the history of the Mine Act that we know of, Senator.
We're
in the process.
Why?
That's a good question.
Well, who can answer it?
We're going to use it.
You can answer it. Who can answer it?
I can't speak for past administrations, but I can tell you this, we're going to use it.
Still, senators from both parties expressed frustrations that MSHA hadn't more aggressively used its powers, especially after Congress passed the Miner Act in 2006, which toughened penalties for safety violations. Wyoming Republican Mike Enzi.
We do expect agencies to report to us when they find something that isn't covered by the law that needs to be covered by the law.
Senators are looking at a number of actions in the aftermath of the Upper Big Branch disaster, including giving MSHA subpoena authority and providing greater protection for miners who report safety violations. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.